Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf, Shir Spanso, Lunishvas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basra Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis says that we have the concept called Talyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini. Someone who sells something, he's forced to sell it, but he gets rewarded for it, he gets paid for it. So the sale is a good sale, even though he didn't really want to do it. The Mefarshim should bring here a big question. We know, very famous, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Peches Amud Aleph says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, he forced them to get it. He put the mountain over their head, and he told them, you must get the Torah, if not, you'll be buried underneath the mountain. Says the Gemara, this is a good excuse why Am Yisrael doesn't keep the Torah. Because they were forced to get the Torah, they didn't want to get the Torah. So as the Mefarshim brought down in several Sfarim this question. But we know Talyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini. If you are forced to do something and you do it anyway, it's a good sale. So here, they were forced to get the Torah, but they agreed to it. So even though they were forced, at the end of the day, a force does work. So why is the Gemara telling us that the Mikam Ador Rabba L'Raisa? Now some want to bring an answer that and the only way Talyu V'Zovin works is only if you get paid. Only if you pay right away. Torah, you don't get paid right away. You get paid in Olam Haba, that's far away. So maybe then you don't say Talyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini. But the Mishnah of Melech, in the beginning of Perek Yud Mihilchos Mechira, he doesn't bring this answer, but he points out that this is not enough. Because he brings the Mordechai in Gittin, Perek Nizokin, that says that the whole idea that you need to get paid in order to consider to be Talyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini, that's only if the oinus, if the force, is they force someone putting on a tree or something like that. But if it's a force of death, if someone has chashash murder, so then even if he doesn't get paid, it's still a good sale. It's still a good transaction. So says the Mishnah Melech, Kofar Lomar Kegigis, there was a danger of death. So of course it's a good mechira. So why are we saying Mikam Radara Beloraisa? As mentioned, there's several answers that are said on this question. We'll mention over here too. One, the Kilos Yaakov, or Yisroel Gazi, and his Chelek Losh HaChachomim Ois Peivov, he brings an answer in the name of the Tshuva Sefer, Porach Mate Aharon. The Talyu V'Zovin works only as much as it's a one-time sale. Person comes, forces his friend to sell his field. He sold the field, it was a one-time thing, he's willing to do it. But it's something which is constant, something which is unlimited. So then you don't say Talyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini. If someone forces somebody else to go work for him for the next 10 years, then you don't say Talyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini. So he says, according to this, it's very clear. When Am Yisrael were forced to accept the Torah, it's a davar tamidi, it's endless. There's no limitations how much Torah you have to do. So therefore, there you don't say Talyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini. There the force does not work. And that's why there it's Mido Rabba L'Raisa. The Chasam Sofer in Shuv and Evin Ezer, Chelek Aleph Simen Kufiud Beis, he brings a different answer. And he adds to the Mishnah Melech mentioned before, that the Mordechai himself is quoting the Gemara in Shabbos within his words. How did he now realize the Gemara in Shabbos? Says the Chasam Sofer, because the rule is, he's based on a Ramah, that only Talyu V'Zovin Zvini Zvini, only if someone sells is considered to be a good sale. But now if someone purchased the item, then you don't say Talyu V'Koni Kinyon and Kinyon. And he explains a little bit based on our Gemara, because a seller never wants to sell. As the Gemara started the sugya, we don't really want to sell. But to buy, to purchase, that depends on a ratzon. You can't force someone to purchase. So he says, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Bosov Adom Moicher Chefetz HaVeiro Moicher Otzav V'Hakoyne Usamech. So the Gemara there brings that we're comparing the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah to Am Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a seller, and Am Yisrael is considered to be a buyer. Am Yisrael is the one buying the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is selling the Torah, but he's very happy to give the Torah to Am Yisrael. So if Am Yisrael are buying the Torah, so then you don't say to leave Yisovin Zvini Zvini by a buyer, only by a seller. So you mean, that's what the Gemara means to say, that Kofa Adam HaKagi is Mikam or Durabel or Raiso. And Ayin Sham, we have it here in the source sheet, how he goes on to explain that maybe there's a chil between Torah Shebechtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.